Good evening. We're going to try to go over a few things tonight that we have been going over the last number of weeks, or just kind of skim a little bit at first and then go into something that I felt the Lord kind of bring up in my spirit this afternoon. But before we do that, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to direct us and guide us. I think it'd be good for us to pray for the nation tonight. Again, as the government has started sitting again, they're dealing with all kinds of things. And of course, the government is being accused, which is normal, I guess, of trying to push through a lot of bills altogether because they have the majority and so forth. And what's the will of God in that? Well, that's what we have to pray is, Lord, your will be done. Because most of us are not all that up in political things to know exactly what should be done. And so it's important for us to keep in that area of allowing the Holy Spirit to direct and guide our government. I wonder sometimes why more people don't pray out, even if they don't know what to pray out. I know exactly what I would do if I didn't know what to pray. How many can guess? Pardon? Pray the word. I'd have a book in front of me, a prayer book, and we used to laugh at that when we first came out of the Catholic Church, but I began to value that now. I would have a prayer book, if it's a prayer book, in the Word. In other words, it's simply the Bible, praying the Bible, praying the Word of God. I would always have something to pray. And we got there's two big books in the prayer room called Prayers That Avail Much. And you can pick up that book and you can just go to the index, what you're praying about, pray for healing, praying for your pastor, praying for congregation, praying for a meeting. You can go anywhere there and the word is right there. And you can pray that out and it's powerful. It really is. The word of God is effective. It's powerful. We can always have something to pray for all the time. And then that's one level of prayer. Another level of prayer, again, is might be praying when you can just you spend some time. And this happens to me when I'm especially set time aside to pray in the Spirit, praying in other tongues. And the Holy Spirit will sometimes move me and start praying in English about things that I never even thought about praying about. Just never even thought about it at all. And I'll kind of think about where did that come from? And I ask the question, but I know where it comes from. It comes from the Holy Spirit. Or a person's name might come into your mind, a person's face might come into your mind. That's an area of prayer as well. I remember one lad here, we used to come to our church years ago, he's gone to heaven now. But he said every time when he would get into prayer, he would see all the people in the church here. He would see their faces before him and he'd begin to pray for them. That's a way that the Lord was moving him into prayer. There's other times when something that we've referred to many times as intercession, and where the Holy Spirit, it seems like he just completely takes you over. And I've had that happen on occasion, where it may be, it seems like a something that you're praying through or you're breaking through in the Lord. You sometimes don't really know what it is at all, but it seems it's just something welling up on the inside, just completely taken over by the Holy Spirit in order to break through something, in order to touch something that only the Holy Spirit can touch. And that can happen from time to time. But I almost guarantee you, it'll probably never happen if we don't step out in faith to pray. You see, the thing is, many of us think that, oh, we'd love to have a wonderful spiritual experience in prayer. Whether it's, you know, by the Holy Spirit taking over us, that we're just praying out and prophetically praying, or through intercession, love to do that, but they never start praying out in the natural. And if you will not take that step of faith in it, seemingly in the natural, you'll never have these spiritual experiences that God wants us to walk in. And what I mean by that is when we step out by faith in the natural, I can just feel anointing coming on me right now, to move into that. When we step out in the natural to pray, all of a sudden, the Lord, it seems like the Lord knows that you're serious and you begin to receive things from him in order to pray those things out. But if you will not discipline the flesh enough to speak out, then you are not opening the door to the Holy Spirit to come and move on you the way that you want to. And all of us have to pray about some things that we don't know about. Prayer is probably one of the most unselfish things that a person could do, because you're usually praying about other things. It doesn't take me long to pray about me. I can fix that real quick, because, I mean, there's only so many things you can pray about, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's relationships. I mean, you can go through that pretty quick about yourself. But when you think of other people and all the other things there are to pray for, that's where you spend most of your time praying. And so you're praying for somebody else. You're committing an unselfish act, and you're doing the things, you're serving others the way that we have been called to. That's one of the greatest ways to serve others is to pray for them. And so the Holy Spirit wants us to move into that we might be a wonderfully praying church. Now, when you hear of churches that are the miracles of God are taking place and things are happening and so forth and power of God is there, there's people praying in that church. There's people praying. They may never show that part, but there may be people gathering together through the week to pray, but there's intercessors, there's people praying. Somebody's praying somewhere in order to make that happen. So let's stand together and let's begin to pray. Now, Father, we thank you, God, for your grace tonight. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you. Now, notice what I'm doing here. I'm just trying to teach tonight. I don't really know exactly where to start, so I'm thanking God. I'm just priming the pump here by thanking God. Thank you, God, for each one that has come tonight. I thank you that you have put in their hearts a thirst for you, God. I thank you, Father, that they desire to walk with you in a greater measure. I thank you, Father, that they have a desire to learn of the things of the Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Father, that they have a heart to serve others, Lord. I thank you that they have a desire to see the kingdom of Jesus Christ manifest in a greater measure than what we've ever seen before. I thank you, Father, for the awesome privilege that we have of living in this nation. I praise you, God, that you have called this nation forth, Lord, and that you have placed strategic people in it, in strategic places across this nation. I thank you, Lord, that you have placed us here in Prince Edward Island. You've even brought some from afar and placed them here, God, in order to raise up your kingdom in a greater measure in these days. Father, I praise you that the Holy Spirit has the ability to go beyond what we can go in the natural, and his ability overtakes our incompetence, God. I thank you, Father, that we realize, Lord, that without the Holy Spirit, that we are incompetent even to pray effectively, but I praise God that we're not without the Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. I thank you that he is here and guiding us and directing us, and he's helping us in this area of prayer to become mighty warriors in prayer. We praise you for that, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things when it comes to prayer, when you're in a prayer group like this, you can very easily tap into the anointing that's on somebody else to pray. Sometimes you'll see that happen over and over again, where one person will start praying about something, and all of a sudden another person will almost start praying about the same thing. It might be in a little different way. Well, sometimes that's tapping into the anointing that is already on that individual. Grab a hold of that. Don't think because you have heard somebody else pray something that's on your heart that, oh, well, they prayed it out exactly the way I was. Well, pray it out maybe just in a little different way. The Lord wants your supply to come forward too, rather than just coming from one individual. Hallelujah. Shelabara sondo. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. You can be seated. Praise God. Sometimes when we begin to pray, if we'll fellowship with God enough, we'll come to the place where it seems like our prayer time is more just talking to God, just kind of communing with him. I remember being at National House of Prayer, and there's a lady there. She's in her 80s, I believe, and she's been there for some time now, and she seems like Anna of the times that when Jesus was born, and they went into the temple, and this lady was there, and she was there for many, many years just interceding and praying. The Bible said night and day. And it was funny. The last time I was up there, I was doing some work on the computer, And sometimes she comes into a room and, you know, you might talk to her for a minute, and then she's so quiet that you start doing something, you forget that she's there. And then every once in a while, she starts saying things like, "Well, now, Lord, you know what's happening in this situation with this government bill that they're trying to do. You know that. Now, what are you going to do about that, Lord? What are the things that you're going to do about that?" In other words, you start having a conversation with him and kind of stating the need, stating the what we need to have happen in order to see his kingdom come. But one of the things in prayer, what I'm talking about is stepping out in faith. One of the main things that happens as we do that, we get beyond ourselves. For instance, if we're nervous to pray, we have to get to the place where we're beyond that nervousness. Now that, and the nervousness is usually because we're self-conscious. I mean, if we weren't self-conscious, we wouldn't be nervous, would we? Because we wouldn't be thinking about self. And the Lord wants us to move out of that so we become more Him-conscious than self-conscious. And again, the only way you do that is you discipline the flesh in order to get beyond that self-consciousness. You discipline the flesh to thinking about Him. And it doesn't come naturally. We have to press into that so that we can move out, and so that all of a sudden we have something to pray about, and we're so concerned about getting answers to that prayer, we forget about ourselves totally. And we start praying that into existence. But that's part of growing in prayer, is part of getting rid of the intimidation that the enemy tries to put on us because of the open door we give him by being self-conscious. And it's the intimidation that he brings. You're even thinking something sometimes, and for some reason you don't speak it out. That is the enemy keeps you almost in a dumbfounded way. And I'm convinced that he uses that many times to shut up God's people from praying out the things that need to be prayed out. I'll tell you one thing. If you don't learn to pray boldly, you'll never become really effective in prayer. And what did the disciples pray right after they were filled with the Holy Spirit? And it seems like they were bold, but what did they pray for? "Lord, grant us boldness. Grant us boldness." Well, when you're bold, it seems like you'll do anything. If your heart is set on something, you're going to do it at any cost. No matter whether it costs you looking foolish or not, but you get away from being self-conscious and you press into that so that God can get out of us what he puts in us. There's a scripture in James that talks about God being jealous of what he has on the inside of us and what he's put on the inside of us. And one translation talks about God desiring all that he has put on the inside of us to come out. He's jealous for that. He wants that to come out. So we carry a supply of the Spirit of Jesus. He wants that to come out. In fact, he's jealous for it. He's longing for that to come forward in you and I. And every one of us can bring it out. Now, you absolutely have to fight against the enemy trying to lie to us and tell us that our supply is not very big, or we don't have much of a supply. Well, think about this. A little teeny bit of a supply of Jesus is a whole lot more than nothing. And if we're born again, we're definitely carrying a supply. And we all have a measure of faith. So we all have something to contribute. As we move into this area, the Lord will allow us to become greater supply holders. As we pray this out, as we use our supply, as we pour it out, God will pour more and more into us.